Recorded Books presents The Last Mirror on the Left by Lamar Giles, narrated by Ruffin Prentice. Chapter 1. She's Probably Going to Punch Otto. In the opinion of Sheed Austin, one half of the duo known as the legendary Austin Boys of Logan County, his cousin Otto, the other more annoying half, sometimes needed to be punched. Sheed had come to the conclusion a few years ago, when Otto got on this whole dinosaur thing. Don't get it twisted, dinosaurs were, and still are, super cool. But even something super cool like dinosaurs became less cool when Otto insisted on knowing every single fact in the world about them, then insisted Sheed know that he knew every single fact in the world about them, all day, every day. Like, okay, Otto, a lot of movies got it wrong because some dinosaurs had feathers. But did he ever think movies don't show that because then the dinosaurs would look like chickens and that's just dumb? Around the fourth time, Otto mentioned that the heaviest dinosaur was the Argentinosaurus and it weighed 90 tons. Sheed had had enough. He'd slugged Otto in the chest. Not a hard punch. He didn't want to hurt Otto. It was just enough to make a point. Otto stopped talking about dinosaurs so much after that. And now that Otto was on to a new topic, one so much less cool than dinosaurs, Sheed knew another punch was coming, for sure. Did you know, Otto said, doctors who play video games are 27% faster than doctors who don't? It was Saturday in Logan County, Virginia. The sun was shining. The leaves were shifting from green to brown, orange, gold.